This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump continued refuting the 37-count indictment filed against him as baseless Saturday during an appearance at a Republican convention in North Carolina. Trump's remarks echoed those he made earlier at another Republican convention in Georgia Saturday. In North Carolina, Trump continued the theme that the charges against him were politically motivated.
The baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. I think it already is.
The Associated Press reported Trump's speech included allegations that either contradicted or were not confirmed by reporting by the news organization. At both events, Trump cast his indictment by the Department of Justice as an attempt to damage his chances of returning to the White House as he campaigns for a second term. There's no evidence to support Trump's allegations. The Justice Department maintains that all its investigative decisions are made without regard to partisan politics, and Biden has said he would not get involved in the Trump probe. Even in a crowded campaign field, the vast majority of Republican presidential candidates have offered support to former President Trump and criticism of the indictment against him. His closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, while campaigning in Oklahoma Saturday, did not mention Trump by name but decried what he called the weaponization of the federal bureaucracy. Central Florida University political scientist John Handley found it interesting that Trump's rivals are so far coming to his defense.
It does seem very upside down from the standpoint of you'd think campaigns would operate. Your opponent being indicted on federal charges for having these very serious documents in his possession, you'd think that other people, his competitors, people who want the nomination, would step right in and attack.
This is VOA News. At a pride celebration held on the White House South Lawn, U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the LGBTQ community to the nation's capital. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There was music and balloons, and President Biden opened the event with praise for those in the LGBTQ community.
Extraordinary courage and contribution of the LGBTQ community to celebrate their legacy and their progress.
He told a story about when he was a boy and saw two men kissing on a Delaware street and his father telling him,
"They love each other. It's simple."
Biden issued a special message to transgender children being targeted in some states.
"You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong."
He says his administration has implemented anti-discrimination policies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Four young children who were stabbed in a knife attack at a playground in the French Alps are no longer in life-threatening condition. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The news was announced by the regional prosecutor, Lynn Bonnet-Matisse, in a news briefing. The prosecutor also confirmed that the children were all still recovering in hospital and that the suspect was handed preliminary charges of attempted murder. She added the suspect was a 31-year-old Syrian refugee with permanent Swedish residency and had a 3-year-old daughter living in Sweden. The suspect was seen being carried out of a police station on a chair, with a journalist from French broadcaster BFM TV reporting he had refused to leave. The child victims were two French 2-year-old cousins, a British 3-year-old girl visiting Annecy, and a 22-month-old Dutch girl. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Florida organization is helping U.S. veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and other ailments to take back their lives. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Gray Team uses a program of exercise, high-tech machines, and camaraderie to help veterans.
We actually look at the root cause of what's causing that pain, whether that is physical, emotional, spiritual, mental.
And Gray Team co-founder Carrie Reichbach, an Army vet, says each program is customized.
Because there is no one-size-fits-all.
Vietnam War vet Fred Calfon, who was exposed to Agent Orange and suffers PTSD, says while the VA program never worked for him, this one does.
The Gray Team really cares, and they're just doing so much to help vets. It's incredible.
I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.